Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavira Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, November the 11th, 1951, the Advocate newspaper published the Waterworks monthly report, which was written by Mr. W.H. Garrod, chief engineer. The report provided updates on water supply issues, chlorination units, and ongoing work at the Hammond Station and the Bell Electric Pumping Station. The report stated that a burst main in Bay Street, Bridgetown, near the Bay Estate, deprived an important area of water supply, and departmental water tank lorries had to be dispatched and brought into operation for a day to provide water to the area. Additionally, the report pointed out that Bosque Bell, which is in the northeast of the island in St. Peter, also suffered from a lack of water supply at its highest point in peak hours. A detailed update was also given for the Western supply at Hammond System with a time frame of 2 months until completion. The work left to be completed included the deepening of the 6-foot well, 7 feet below the floor of the adits to accommodate the submersible pumps, along with the laying of special pipes running from Worley Reservoir and housing the electrical plant. At the Bell Pumping Station, the report explains that they were able to secure an adequate supply of coral building stone, the roller shutter door for the lorry entrance to the powerhouse had arrived, and they were hoping that the 5-ton crane, windows, roof, and other equipment ordered would quickly follow suit. Mr. Garrod's report also disclosed that there was an 18-foot main from the Bell Pumping Station to Codrington Research Station. The report relayed that preliminary survey and research had been carried out as they were seeking to pass that main through private land to the west of Highway 2, where it would eventually proceed through Grosette's development on its way to the Lazaretto, where it would take over the supply to the West Coast Road. Also documented in the Waterworks monthly report was an update on the chlorination units. The report asserted that several chlorination units at the pumping stations and reservoirs across the island have been completely overhauled and were now working satisfactorily. However, a caution was inserted that there will be times that excess residual chlorine would be noticeable in the water, as the connection between the amount of chlorine being applied and the amount of water being pumped was not automatic. The report also revealed that the new plant to be installed at the Bell will be automatic, bringing an end to any further chlorine dispensing issues. On this day, therefore, readers of the Advocate newspaper learnt about the water supply issues, chlorination units, and ongoing waterworks throughout the island, which was published from the monthly waterworks report.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.